My name is Chris Brown. I am the field agronomist for Burris Seed, representing Burris Seed in East Central Illinois into Wisconsin.
All right, Chris. Approaching planting in many areas of the Midwest right now. Some people getting started, some people getting prepared. But we want to talk a little bit about cover crops this time of year and getting those terminated, some things that people need to be looking at ahead of planting. So go ahead and talk to us a little bit about cover crop termination.
Yeah, so this time of year, I think with cover crops, a lot of guys have got into cover crops, especially recently with new programs through different government entities and such. They've got into this cover crops, and when you plant them in the fall, sometimes you don't have them fully baked on what you're going to do in the spring. And so this time of year, it's really important to make sure you do have that plan to get started and what you're going to do with those cover crops. In our geography, the cereal rye is one of the most dominant cover crops out there, and it's very prolific in the springtime and can get growing. And if you're not ready on planning what you're going to do to terminate that, it can get away from you. And in some cases, that might be what you want. Some growers decide to plant into that green rye, and others, if they let it get too far along, then they try to use herbicides. They get less than expected results with those herbicides. So it's really good to have right now, you don't have a plan yet, develop that plan and start to execute on that as soon as possible.
Chris, let's talk about the timing of either terminating those cover crops or planting into them. What should farmers be prepared to do?
Well, first you had to decide how you're going to terminate, or if you want to plant into that cover crop. And there's pluses and minuses to both. Planting into the crop and that cover crop is going to be there when your cash crop is getting started. And you might run into some nutrient management scenarios where you have to account for the nutrients that cover crop is taking place. Or if you terminate that cover crop early, you have to make sure you're using the correct herbicides that are going to get good control. Early termination with herbicides are one of the most comfortable methods a lot of farmers have with terminate their cover crops. It's very similar to what they're doing already in the spring if they're doing a no-till system where they're doing a burn down. Like, for instance, in a rye cover crop situation, if you can get that rye terminated with a herbicide in that 3 to 4 inch up to 6 inches time frame, 6 inch tall time frame, you're going to get good control of the rye, terminate, and by the time you're ready to go out and plant, most of that crop is going to be dead or dying and easy to pass through. With that timing, if they wait too long and too close to when they go to plant, you might run into some issues with the debris not moving away with the row cleaners, and you end up with seeding issues, whether that's depth or hairpinning in the seed trench, that can lead to reduced germination. So there's a lot of different steps, but first is understanding how you're going to get that termination accomplished, whether that be chemical method or through tillage if you're terminating early, or if we're terminating at planting or just after planting, looking at a roller or a crimper type of method and making sure you get that done very soon after planting so that you can account for, so you can prevent that from robbing nutrition from your cash crop.
That was the next thing to touch on, Chris, is just the different or little bit of extra nutrient and pest management that farmers need to look at.
Yeah, so... And it depends on what type of cash crop you're growing, whether you're growing corn or soybeans, the predominant crops in our area, and what type of cover crop you use. So using rye as a cover crop, or other grass-like such as wheat or something like that, that's going to overwinter and come into the spring, if that's actively growing and you go out and plant corn into it, you may have some nitrogen that the cover crop is taking away from your crop. And if as that plant is dying, if you terminated it less than 2 weeks before, as it's dying, it may cause some allelopathic chemical responses, which could harm those seedlings in that corn crop. So a lot of growers that are doing that, they might use startup fertilizer or a weed and feed type of a nutrient management so they can get nitrogen out there to help that cash crop get a good start. A lot of starters are used in those types of situations. On the flip side, if you're using a broadleaf or legume type of cover crop, say clover or vetch or something like that, that they're fixing their own nitrogen, that may be an added amount of nitrogen for that corn crop following that broadleaf cover crop. You might get added nitrogen that could act as a slow release version of nitrogen that will go and aid your cash crop throughout the year. And then with rye, I've seen in the last several years, a lot of people like to plant green in rye when they're planting soybeans because they can come back and roll or crimp that rye that's mature, mostly mature rye, that they can roll that down and it acts as a weed barrier that's going to help in maintaining weed control and with other than chemical means. So they can limit the passes they have to make out in the field. Now, you asked about other pests that they have to worry about. When we think about these green cover crops, they kind of act as that green bridge for a lot of our spring pests, whether that's cutworm or armyworm. Those moths can see that green food source and go and lay their eggs in that green food source of that early green cover crop. And then later on, once that food source starts to die and the new your corn is starting to grow, you might get some added feeding to your corn crop. So it's important to get out there, to get out into your freshly seeded cash crop that's in a cover crop and check for those insects and take the correct management steps to make sure you have those pests under control.